next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Greg Gard. The Badgers claim the number 2 seed in this week's Big Ten tournament after posting a 12-6 conference record. Wisconsin will open the tournament on Friday beginning at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time against either Indiana or Iowa. Coach Gard, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Please start us out with a quick opening statement, then we'll go straight to questions for you.
Yeah, obviously coming off a very good win last night against Minnesota. Happy for our guys in terms of how they've handled and fought through some adversity here the last couple weeks. Obviously, we wanted to be in first place or at least give Purdue more of a run for their money. But credit to our guys for not giving in and sticking together and like I said, battling through the last couple weeks and being able to get things back on track last night. So now we're excited about the postseason and looking forward to headed to D.C. later this week.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please, Darla.
Your first question is from Mark Trice, New York Times.
Hi, Coach. This season, to an extent with Bronson and Zach, and also in past seasons when you were an assistant at Wisconsin, there were a lot of players who stayed several years, and especially in the backcourt, you sometimes had tandems that had actually played together as starting guards in lots of minutes for a couple seasons. I was wondering if you could talk a little about what the experience of playing together as an experienced backcourt brings to a team come March.
Well, it obviously it's accumulation effect of years and of growing together in the program. And Zach and Bronson have come a little different routes. Zach came in as a walk-on and had to kind of climb his way through the ranks. Bronson came in and was able to contribute right away as a freshman, but their experience together, obviously the last couple of years, I think will really help us. Hopefully it helps us. And we've traditionally been a team or a program that relies on upperclassmen and through the developmental process, we have some freshmen that come in and play right away. But by and large, typically it's upperclassmen that are carrying the bulk of the weight for us most of the time. So you just hope that that experience pays off. It doesn't guarantee anything, but they've been in a lot of situations and been in some really close games and tough environments for us. So you just draw on that and play as well as you can.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question is from Don Marcus, Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Greg.
Hey.
In terms of, Maryland had a bit of a, stretch at the end of the year where they weren't playing as well. You guys had that bump in the road. How much of that is, in your situation, was it on you, on the way your team was playing, and how much of it was the improvement of some of the teams over the second half of the year in the Big Ten?
Well, I think it's both. I think every team goes through, for the most part. We've only had one team in the 17 years I've been here, 16 years I've been here, that hasn't gone through a rough stretch, and that was our 2015 team that, lost in the championship game to Duke. But by and large, most teams go through some type of stretch. You hope it's not at the end of the year. You hope you can get it out of the way earlier, figure some things out. But we also faced some teams that were surging at the time we played them. We played some teams that were fighting for their postseason lives in terms of trying to get another win or a quality win to boost their resume. And it's you always hear the saying, it's who you play them, when you play them, and where you play them, and we played some teams that had a lot on the line, and we didn't play as well as we had it in previous weeks, and we're able to hopefully have worked our way out of that rut. I think Koenig's injury impacted that to a degree. I don't want to use that as the complete excuse, but I think we lost some rhythm at times, specifically offensively when he was hobbled a little bit, and now I think he's back to normal, and hopefully we're back to normal in terms of being a complete team.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Jim Posing, Wisconsin State Journal.
Morning, Greg.
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
Good. Hey, it's been pretty well documented that the redshirt year for Ethan was huge for his development, especially going against Frank in practice. How much do you think that helped him kind of become the defender he's become these past two seasons?
Well, I don't think you can get any better contest or testing ground than going against the National Player of the Year every day in practice. So that in itself, I think, was it was very humbling for Ethan. I think it tested his pride a little bit. Coming from the high school situation where you are, the best in your area, to coming to a position where you're having to defend college basketball's best player every day, and it taught Ethan a lot. And I'm sure it was frustrating at times, but Frank did a good job of putting him under his wing and not just talking him through it, but he also You know, he worked him through some tough times from a standpoint of Frank didn't take it easy on Ethan. I mean, he went at him every day. He didn't let up. I think that was probably the best thing for Ethan was that Frank was relentless on him and didn't ease up. Maybe when Frank could have done whatever he wanted or picked his spots, he kept testing Ethan every day. And I think that whole journey has helped Ethan grow into what he is today.
Thank you.
Your next question from Adam Jody, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Greg. I just wonder, everyone seems to have a different approach to it, but as you are waiting to see who you're going to play, what do you focus on this week? Do you look at your games against Iowa and Indiana? Do you look more on yourself? What's important for you as you get ready to play a game against an undetermined opponent?
Well, we'll both. We'll work on some things ourselves that we need to continue to get better at and improve and polish up for this time of the year. But also we'll have 3 days of work. Today's an off day for us, but we'll use we just played Iowa, so that's pretty fresh in our memories and in terms of our preparation for them. It's been a while since we played Indiana, you know, a few weeks. So we'll use two of the days probably for Indiana, or a day and a half for Indiana, and a day and a half for Iowa, because we'll have three practices in before we even know. We won't we'll be leaving at the time then those two are playing. So I think it helps that we've just played Iowa. That's a little fresher, like I said, in our memory. And either way, we're going to face two teams that offensively are as explosive as any team in the league. So regardless of who we play on Friday, it'll be a great test for us.
Thanks.
You bet.
Your next question is from General Amos, Associated Press.
Hey, good morning, Greg. Hey,
good morning.
You talked yesterday about how made shots help energize your guys on the other end in the second half. And I guess I'm wondering how much has that been a hallmark for this team this year when they're playing at their best?
Well, I think it's maybe a hallmark for any team. Anytime you see, you know, players are driven by what they do offensively, motivated for the most part. And when you're able to see the ball go in, you've got the crowd behind you, and it just makes you feel good about yourself. And, you know, defensively, we've been pretty good, aside from two games, Ohio State and Michigan State, where we kind of got out of character. And some of it's credit to those teams. They made some tough shots and put us in tough positions early in the game. But for the large part, we've been pretty stout defensively to be able to, you know, be number one in the Big Ten in defense, and I think 11th in the country in the KenPom stats at this point. You know, we've had to rely on that. And when we can make shots and score, obviously that makes us that much better. So I think it's both. I mean, it's what players are motivated by. It energizes everybody, makes everybody feel that much better. And obviously it's when you can put more pressure on the opponent, when you're able to score and then have to go get your defense set, that helps that we're better in transition and obviously puts that much more pressure on an opponent on the upcoming possession.
Thank you.
You bet.
Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. We will see you this week.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for having me on.